we begin tonight's recruiting report. And if you're watching our stream, you're going to see highlights of the player transferring to Clemson from UNC Greensboro. He is 6'10", a native of the Netherlands, Bas Leita. And he averaged about 8 points, a little over 4 rebounds, 1.1 assists per game this past season. They finished third, the Spartans did, in the SoCon, 20-12. He's the third transfer for Brad Brownell and the Tigers this offseason. And his junior season was his most productive at UNCG, 31 games there, 19 starts. He shot 54% from the field, 10 points per game, 6 rebounds per game. He's a career 50% shooter, scoring 5 points and grabbing 3 rebounds per game in 49 starts for his career. So, guy looking to move up to ACC land, and Clemson's got a big body there, 6'10 guy from the Netherlands. Former USC forward Daniel Hankins-Sanford can't get enough Frank Martin. He's transferring to UMass to play for Frank Martin. Frank Martin, you know, obviously signed him, but wasn't there to coach him at South Carolina. He is transferring to UMass. Now to football. Quarterback Ethan Grunkmeyer, 6'3", 190. He's out of Lewis Center, Ohio. He's a player Clemson is interested in. Penn State recently offered. Minnesota, Michigan State, Cincinnati, Duke, Northwestern, Boston College, Stanford. And now Clemson with Garrett Riley up there today to watch him throw and evaluate him. Grunkmeyer said he heard from Riley a couple of weeks back, and he's very interested in taking a look at Clemson. Of course, he's very familiar with the Tigers, being in Ohio State. Well, not going to say fan, but he's right there in Columbus, so he's watched Ohio State and Clemson go head-to-head quite a bit, so he's very familiar with the Tigers. Last season, he completed 64%, 2,649 yards, 24 touchdowns. He ran for 5 touchdowns. Thinks he would be a good fit in that Clemson offense after watching what Riley did at TCU last year. Thinks it's a good offense for him. And the process, you know, just starting to get underway between Grunkmeyer and Clemson. We'll see if it leads anywhere. USC receivers coach Justin Stepp has been working receiver Amari Jefferson, 6'4", 195 of Chattanooga. Jefferson made an unofficial visit for Junior Day in January. The trick now for Stepp is to get him back for an official visit. Jefferson's got 3 official visits set: Alabama, June the 9th, Georgia, June the 16th, and Tennessee, June the 23rd. He says he talks to Stepp a lot. They've got a great relationship. They're trying to work out an official visit. He hasn't talked to his parents yet about that, but he says he guesses he could take one there if he can find a date that's available that works for South Carolina. He said Stepp will be down to see him next week. He was supposed to be in last week. Something came up, didn't make it, and then they couldn't get together this week, so he's expecting him in next week. Gamecocks are in his lead group, which used to number 12, but it's more like 6 now. He has Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama, USC, Miami, and Penn State. He made 2 trips to Alabama in the spring. He also went to Clemson, Kentucky, Georgia, Tennessee, and Colorado. Not much going on with Clemson at this point. He caught 72 balls, 1,370 yards, and 17 touchdowns last season. Running back Logan Diggs, 6 feet 200 of Notre Dame, has entered the transfer portal, John, on April 27th. Multiple USC coaches are showing interest via social media. Alabama has as well. He's a native of Louisiana, and LSU's expected to be involved. He rushed for 822 yards and 4 touchdowns last season. Had 114 against Clemson and 90 rushing and 81 receiving, and scored 2 touchdowns against the Gamecocks in the Gator Bowl. Offensive lineman Nye Mansell, transfer from Mercer, who visited USC Monday and has a PWO offer, told us he is planning to accept that offer from the Gamecocks over some FCS offers that have come his way since he entered the portal, John. He said he has to wait until being admitted to the university before announcing his plans. And USC offered 2026 wide receiver DeJay Carter of Mineral, Virginia. Might be DeJay, could be DeJay. I'm going to go with DeJay Carter, 6 feet 180 of Mineral, Virginia. There you go with the recruiting report tonight here on Sports Talk.